This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The prime accused, Sonam Raghuvanshi, in the murder case of her husband, Raja Raghuvanshi, will be produced before the court in Shillong today. She was brought to Shillong on Tuesday night and taken to Ganesh Das Hospital for medical examination. The East Khasi Hills District Superintendent of Police, Vivek Siem, said the other accused were brought to Shillong from Indore. On asking how they got out of Shillong, the superintendent of police said that Sonam took a local taxi from a village in Sora to Shillong and then to Guwahati. Thereafter, she kept on changing the trains. Similarly, other accused took a taxi to Guwahati and then moved to their places via train. In Nagaland, the Northeast Center for Technology Application and Reach, NECTA, Department of Science and Technology, Government of India yesterday inaugurated a common facility center at New Chumukedima village. The event was graced by Donor Secretary Tanchal Kumar. The facility has been established under the Ministry of Donors PM Dev INE scheme as part of the NECTA Livelihood Improvement Project, a value chain on utilization of banana pseudo system for value-added products. NECTA Director General Dr. Arun Kumar Sarma said the aim of the project is to create 250 organic certified clusters with capacity building of 250 master trainers and 25,000 trainee farmers. These certified clusters include 75 in Assam, 55 in Meghalaya, 50 in Tripura, 20 in Mizoram, 20 in Nagaland, 15 in Arunachal Pradesh and 15 in Manipur. In Nagaland, the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan VKSA has made a historic impact by reaching over 1.3 lakh farmers across 1,039 villages, while overcoming geographical, gender and access barriers. Since the launch on May 29, the campaign has mobilized 58,370 men and 45,298 women farmers, spreading knowledge on improved technologies, climate-resilient practices and government schemes. Dr. Sandeep Deshmukh, Senior Scientist and Head of ICAR KVK Woka, a nodal officer, press and media for VKSA Nagaland, told Akashvani News Kohima that the initiative has empowered SHGs, FPOs and rural youth. He also said the involvement of 8 legislators, parliamentarians and the VIPs enhanced visibility and encouraged field effort. In a notable achievement, a 16-year-old girl suffering from a severe case of scoliosis deformity, a condition characterized by an abnormal curvature of the spine, underwent successful corrective spinal surgery at Department of Orthopedics, NIGRIMS, Shillong. The intricate operation was performed by the surgical team led by Dr. Sachlangde Barma with Dr. Tashi Ji and Dr. Penthungo Ezung under the guidance and leadership of Dr. Sharath Agarwal and Dr. Bhaskar Bargohain, head of the department. In Manipur, a 58-year-old woman has been found positive of COVID-19 and the active case of the disease has increased to 2 till date. According to the Directorate of Health Services Manipur, a resident of Ghari Maka Leke of Imphal West District, who has a history of cough, was found positive of the virus yesterday. He is the owner of the rental house where a tenant was found positive of COVID-19 on Sunday. The National Human Rights Commission has opened entries for its 11th annual competition for short films on human rights. The competition has been receiving tremendous response over the years with a record of 303 entries last year from various parts of the country. The aim of the award scheme is to encourage and acknowledge cinematic and creative efforts of the Indian citizens, irrespective of their age, advocating promotion and protection of human rights. The prize money for the first, second and third best film will be Rs. 2 lakhs, Rs. 1,50,000 and Rs. 1 lakh respectively. The commission, in addition to 3 cash awards, certificates and trophies, may also consider giving a certificate of special mention along with a cash prize of Rs. 50,000 each to some films, if so recommended by the jury. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.